Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 20th of October. Australia's consumer watchdog wants the travel booking company Trivago fined a minimum of $90 million for misleading consumers about its hotel room rates. Trivago was found guilty in 2020 for telling consumers it would show them the cheapest rates when it actually ranked hotels by factoring in which advertisers paid the highest per-click fee. The misleading claims were featured in advertising and on its own site more than 400,000 times from late 2013 to mid-2018. The court heard there were 213 million searches for hotel rooms on the Trivago site over a period of about 13 months, which was less than half of the period the company had misled people. Lawyers for Trivago have argued that a fine of $15 million is an adequate penalty. The Sri Lankan government has announced that it has decided to restart the on-arrival electronic travel authorization service at its airports for fully vaccinated international travelers. Immigration and Emigration Department Controller General Sarath Rupasiri said the issuance of on-arrival ETAs would facilitate tourists who were unable to obtain an online electronic travel authorization beforehand. Rupasiri said the facility would be available at both Colombo and Hambantota airports. However, despite the facility, the Controller General advised travel operators to encourage incoming tourists to obtain the online ETA prior to their arrival in the country to avoid unnecessary delays at the airport. Sri Lanka saw the highest tourist arrivals growth in September with 13,547 arrivals, while the country recorded 37,000 visitors from January to September. Hertz is going public again. The rental car company, which filed for bankruptcy early in the pandemic and emerged on June 30, has filed paperwork with the Securities and Exchange Commission for an initial public offering. The company signalled its plans for the IPO in August when it reported second quarter financial results, including revenue that was nearly back to pre-pandemic levels and an operating profit stronger than before the pandemic. It also had a net loss of $168 million, brought about by $633 million of reorganization expenses. The company is benefiting from a shortage of rental cars that is boosting rates incredibly high by historical standards. Thai Airways has made the decision to resume dozens of international flights to destinations around the world as restrictions ease and the country targets tourism. The decision comes in the wake of the news revealed last week that the strong travel restrictions imposed by Thailand at the start of the pandemic, such as mandatory quarantine, are set to come to an end for millions of potential travelers in the coming few weeks. The airline is set to resume its full range of services on 36 foreign routes, with the resumption of most of these services set to begin on October the 31st. Cities included in the resumption of flights include London, Frankfurt, Paris, Copenhagen, Stockholm, Brussels, Milan, Zurich and Sydney. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.